Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
In 2017.
It's a try! Oh! Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M Network. For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper.
Oh, you've got to love your rugby league.
Triple M Rocks the Footy.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Lovely to have your company on a Saturday afternoon. Plenty to get through in the final hour we get to share with you before this evening's game. 6 o'clock, you'll hear the boys talking about a build-up before the Parramatta Eels take on the Cowboys. It should be a great game of footy, as I said, hear it right here. Last night, 13-6, let's look at the Tyre Power scoreboard, the Broncos over the Panthers. We'll hear from Josh Maguire in just a moment, his thoughts on that win for Brisbane, who now go forward to take on Melbourne. It was a brave effort from Penrith. You, I know, Gerds, you weren't completely happy with their structures and the way they went about it.
No, I thought they were, you know, they were brave and their effort was good, but I was just disappointed in their execution and the way their attack went when they were in the opposition 20 metre line or those attacking zones. They've had an issue with that all year, and it just doesn't look like it's a part of the game that they've spent enough time working on to come up with solutions. And that's, as a Panthers fan, that's, I guess, what was disappointing last night. They had enough possession, their completion rates were high, they put themselves in a position, the Broncos were hanging on and they were brave defensively and their scramble was unbelievable and that was a Bronco-like performance, but the opportunity was there for Penrith to win that and they couldn't ice the game, and it's disappointing as a Panthers fan.
38,623 people at Suncorp Stadium. That looked much better. It was terrific to have that crowd in for a final, deserving of it as well. Wendell, you were amongst that crowd. You managed to get on a plane from Sydney to Brisbane despite the wind. Everybody else was cancelled. Up you went. Good vibe in there?
It wasn't the usual finals vibe that you get around that time. You know, I would have thought, and Herbs, I'm talking about it off air before, 45 to 50,000, I thought. I don't know whether it's because Penrith, I'm not sure that it was always going to be an entertaining game, you'd think, you know, with the talent on show. But for me, it was, I reckon the fans were nervous, the Bronco fans, but 38,000, and you could just tell it just didn't have the same vibe. But there was enough there to get the Bronco boys home last night.
Matt Moylan, you say, was missed last night.
Yeah.
In terms of an attacking option. Herbs, what is the latest with Matt Moylan? And we know that he's, you know, he's not there at the moment, and there's kind of a differing views on why he's not there, whether it is in fact just a football issue. Phil Gould, of course, has said that has some personal issues that he needs to sort out, and he's seeing somebody about that, which is all fine and great. Where are we at? There's also talk of him being linked with other clubs, for example, Manly.
Yeah, the rival clubs are all queuing up, Tone, and if Matty Moylan is to become available, then you're going to have the Manly Seagulls, the West Tigers, the Cronulla Sharks, the Newcastle Knights. They'll all be lining up with an open checkbook and doing their best to try and bring him to their club. Where it's at, look, there's two very different versions. So the version from out of the Panthers is that Matt has some personal issues and he needs some time away from the game and he needs to go and do some counselling and he needs to get himself right before he can return to football. But then if you speak to people in and around Matt, then they'll tell you that he thinks he's perfectly fine and he doesn't think there's an issue there at all. He's obviously going to the counselling because the club has asked him to. But aside from that, yeah, he wanted to play last night. He absolutely wanted to play last night.
He wanted to play?
He wanted to play, 100%. Yep, he wanted to play. And from his point of view, look, it's been spoken about a lot that obviously there has been somewhat of a personality clash there with the coach. Whether that can be resolved or not, I'm not sure. But I know, I reckon if you're a personality like Phil Gould, he's obviously got a very strong reputation in the game. He's not going to want to let a local junior like Matt Moylan leave his club.
All right, the other big issue out of the game, of course, was Corey Oates. He was knocked out cold in an incident, and, of course, the ball was then lost. The referees immediately blew time off, stopped any passage of play, when Penrith, you would have thought, would have run through to the other end and scored the try. Both of you, both James Hooper and Ryan Girdler, fully believe that the referees made the wrong decision there, that should have been play on, a try should have been scored, whereas Wendell Sale, me and other people who have some kind of human spirit, believe...
Right decision. decision.
It was the right decision that they were caring for the player above any result that may be on the scoreboard. Did you change in the hour and a half since we've spoken? Have you changed your mind at all? Have I managed to convince you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No. I still believe that it was the wrong call at the time. I see both points of the argument, Tony. I do believe, you know, I understand that, you know, you feel that way, and there's a lot of people out there that probably sit back and think that Hoops and I are callous and heartless and those sorts of things.
That's even before we had this conversation.
Possibly, but just to reconfirm for those people out there that, look, the game is played where the referees call time off when there's an incident that is in, or the player's injured and they're in danger of becoming involved in the continued play. There was in my eyes, there was absolutely no way that he was going to be involved in the rest of the play in that tackle. And the game should have been absolutely stopped as soon as that next play, whether those guys were tackled with the ball, whether or not they scored a try, if they knocked it on, stop the play immediately. I understand that. But to stop it while the ball was in play, it's unheard of. It doesn't happen.
Anyway, the score went on to be 13-6. The Broncos taking that game. One of their stars, of course, was Josh Maguire. He caught up with Triple M.
Josh, mate, you took on the massive pack tonight and you got the cookies. How good was it getting over these big boys?
Jeez, they are big, aren't they? You know, we knew they were going to come out firing. You know, they're a fantastic forward pack, and we just wanted to weather the storm and, you know, try and come over them at the end there. But, you know, they're fast finishers and our boys really dug deep.
You started really well tonight. Discipline was great, but the back end of the first half, the start of the second half, it seemed like you lost your way a bit. Does that mean, you know, you guys need to get back to training and get things right, because you really can't let that happen against Melbourne Storm?
Yeah, our completions were terrible again, but I just thought tonight we won on effort, and last week we didn't have any effort. You know, the effort wins finals, and, you know, we could fix up the completion rate, but if you don't have effort, you can't win football games.
Boys?
Hey, Big Show, you must be happy the way you turned around your defence. hey, do you know what, mate? When he was a young kid, about 16, he walked past me, and he told me that his nickname
you're
was the Big Show.
You're a liar.
Hey, brother.
Absolute lie, Gordon.
Brother, you told me your name was the Big Show.
That's a lie. You got me good there.
Keep going.
Tell me that. Is that your nickname?
No.
Was
Moose,
it?
Moose,
yeah. Was it?
Barry Berrigan got me a beauty.
Yeah. Was it Big Show?
Never.
Hey, mate, but you must be pretty happy with the way your team defended and turned it around. A couple of weeks ago, you got 50 points put on you. And then the semi-final here, you know, to get six.
Yeah, you know, I think we've been a bit complacent in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, Wayne told us there's no next week if we don't turn up tonight. And I think we play our best footy when, you know, when we have something to play for. And the boys really dug deep tonight. And, you know, we're in there with a chance now to go to the big dance. We're to go down to Melbourne and do it the hard way. But, you know, we've got every chance to go down there and play some good footy.
How do you beat Melbourne?
Just got to complete, mate. You got to complete and have more energy. You know, Parra showed last week, if you have energy and you just want to get up and work hard, you know, you're a chance in the game. You know, they're a fantastic team, but everyone's beatable.
Moose, mate, Del, mate.
No, mate, Big Show.
Yeah, but sure. Wayne, the next week you go down Lead there, I know Cameron Smith's the most important player down there, but for you personally, in their forwards, who's the person you've got to target other than Cam Smith? Is it Bromwich? Who is it?
Oh, Jesse's fantastic. You know, but to be honest, their whole forward pack's pretty good at wrestling. Jordan McLean's having a good year, and Dal Finucane just keeps working really hard. So, you know, they've got a fantastic bench with Nelson as well. He's massive, and if we turn up on him and get numbers in there, it's always a, you know, hard job. So, you know, they're a fantastic team, and we're just going to make sure that we make them work hard.
So it's the Big Show against the Big Show next week.
You just keep digging at it, don't you?
Well done, mate. Listen, that's one thing I do remember, Big Show.
Go and enjoy the night, mate. Well done, buddy.
Thanks, boys.
Josh Maguire there talking after the win, 13-6, the Broncos over the Panthers. How good a player is Josh Maguire?
Oh, he's playing great. That transition from, you know, the front row to, you know, the back row, just, he's Broncos' best this year. I'd be very surprised if he's not player of the year.
Yeah, for sure. No, he's definitely, he's been their best forward by a fair way, I reckon.
Yep.
Tony, and in the Origin series, he just really came of age, came up with that huge play in State of Origin 2, which obviously paved the way for the Maroons to score that try. So, yeah, he's having a hell of a season. It's probably his best season of his career.
Yeah, he and Ben Hunt were both terrific last night in that forward pack. As we said, Ben Hunt, whose attacking options were good and dummy half work, but his defence was really strong again last night. So there you go, 13-6. We'll have a little look, a little preview a little bit later on about how the Storm will take on the Broncos. We're going to play some 3 in 5 as well. That's all ahead. Saturday, Triple M NRL, thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. You could have a superannuation or TPD claim. Speak to Bryden's for free legal advice at askbrydens.com.au. Triple M NRL. We're doing it for Bryden's Lawyers as we head towards kickoff. The Cowboys and the Parramatta Eels. We're going to play a bit of 3 in 5 in a moment, but first let's just go back during the week. There was the awards, the players' champions. James Tedesco was named the players' player. Now, I think in a year where certainly all bets for the Dally M medal are off, Cameron Smith is the absolute favourite. Does it surprise at all if there's some flaw in the system, as Paul Kent seemed to point out today in his column in the Daily Telegraph, that in the way that this is done? I mean, James Tedesco, terrific player.
Yeah.
Well, I've had a great season, but has he been? Isn't there sort of, in this year, you think, well, why isn't Cameron Smith the man?
I think Kenty's bang on in what he wrote in the Daily Telegraph today, Tone. The system's flawed. So if you get beat by 40 or 50 or 60 points, and I mean, you blokes would both remember when you played the game, surely when you're getting beat by that margin, you don't expect to poll a 3 or a 2 or a 1 point vote. You simply don't. Maybe the absolute best player on a side that is beaten that badly might score 1 point, Tony. But the way that this system works at the moment is that players from both sides are awarded 3, 2 and 1 point from every single match. I like James Tedesco. Cracking player. Great role model for the game. But even I reckon James would admit that he was a little bit surprised when you look at the season that Cameron Smith's had. And there's many other players. Jason Tormalolo, Sammy Burgess was huge for Souths. Young Nathan Cleary was another one of the nominees for the Penrith Panthers. I reckon even by James's own admission, he would say that he was a bit surprised.
So the system is that players from they play the game, they come back into the dressing room, and as I understand it, there's a group of players, maybe four, from one team, will then work out who from their opposition deserves those points.
Yes.
So it is the players voting,
yep.
But in they go. And so then, as you say, if you've smashed this team, you go, who was it? Who did play well? It is kind of a difficult thing to get right, isn't it?
Yeah. It's hard to take an award away from anyone and say that yep. they don't deserve it. But, yeah, he's a guy that he does play well every week.
Yeah.
And he's always probably the best player for the Tigers when they do have a loss. And he's hard to miss because, you know, all of their attack comes from what he does and he brings the ball back so strongly. So, yeah, if you've just beaten the Tigers by, you know, 20 points and you're sitting there, one guy you're going to remember is probably Tedesco. So, yeah, it's probably a system that they might need to
change. But how do they do that? They get players in independently to watch tapes of the game and so they can make a decision that's not based on just sitting around in the dressing room afterwards going, oh, yeah, I like him. How I'm not sure exactly how you change it. I mean, we can
Well, how do they do it in the AFL?
The players play it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure. Well, similar style of thing.
Do they?
Yeah.
Who won it? Have they had the awards this year?
Yes, they have.
Maybe you need to look at some other systems and see how they do it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be a better solution out there somewhere.
Yep. All right. There's also a better solution. No, there's no better solution than this game.
Ladies and gentlemen,
3 in 5. I love Tony's systems. Yeah. I love the 3 in 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
3 in 5.
The questions are quite easy today, actually.
Oh.
The questions are very easy.
How come, Tony? Didn't have much time?
Exactly. I got players from the opposition to write them. Flawed system somehow, but I think it will work. Look, there's a little bit of a theme here. Obviously, this evening, it is the Cowboys taking on the Eels. Look, let's start with this one. I'll start with you, Wendell Saylor, and I'm sure you just jump straight in there.
Tops.
Yeah. I think it was 1986, the last time that Parramatta won a grand final. Can you name 3 players from that grand final winning side?
Brett Kenny, Ray Price, Nick Cronin.
Boom.
What about Peter Sterling?
Peter Sterling. What, Eric Groth? You met Eric Groth the other night.
I love Eric Groth, yeah.
Yeah. What about Mark Laurie?
Stan Jurd.
Yeah.
Stan Jurd. Terry Leibeater.
Steve Allen.
Mick Cronin,
yep.
Actually.
Yeah,
got
Zip Zip was there.
4-2. They won.
4-2,
no
yes.
tries. 2 penalty
what
goals.
What a boring game.
Yep.
Oh,
feel sorry for the fans.
It was a tough game.
Well, there were so many fans there that day at the SCG that Mick Cronin actually got a police escort because he was running late, was in the traffic, stuck in traffic, a police escort to the ground, to the SCG.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go with...
No team bus?
No team bus. No, see, he did Josh Dugan style, just went by himself. No problems there. The Cowboys arrived in this competition in 1995. Can you, James Hooper, name 3 other sides that arrived in the same time?
95, so that
New Zealand, New Zealand Warriors.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, that's one.
North Queensland Cowboys. No, I'll just
Cowboys are the ones.
Great work.
Apart from the North Queensland Cowboys.
I was just trying to help you.
The Warriors were there. The Crushers.
Crushers.
And the Western Reds.
That's a trick question,
good times,
Tony.
Good times.
Good times for rugby.
Remember flying around the country and going to their first game. Each one of those teams wants good times, I have to tell you. All right, Brad Arthur, the coach of the Parramatta Eels, Ryan Girdler.
Yes, he is.
As you know, he's a classic man with two first names. Can you name three players in tonight's game who also have two first names?
Brad Takarangi.
Kenny Edwards. Kenny Edwards is, well, I want Edwards is kind
Mitchell
of...
Mitchell Moses.
Corey Norman, Mitchell Moses, Bo Scott. I would even go Tamari Martin, I'd go. I'd have Michael Morgan. Morgan can be a first name.
Of course it can.
Kevin Cooper. Cooper's
yeah, there's lots
name.
Of them.
There's lots.
There's heaps of them.
Six.
Brad Takarangi.
I'm not sure the Brad Takarangi is. You are the clear-cut winner, Wendell Saylor, on Saturday, Triple M NRL. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Never miss a minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, mate.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. Hallelujah. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Remember, you can hear every second of Triple M footy wherever you are. Just download the Triple M NRL app now. It is tonight. It is the Eels taking on the Cowboys. Gee, it's a huge game of footy. The Cowboys, a little bit unexpected that they are still up and alive in season 2017. They take on the Eels, who have been terrific, and they were terrific last week. So what do we think, thanks to Iveco Trucks? Let's have a little look at this evening's game. What are you most excited about? What are you thinking? Can they do it, Parramatta? They, obviously, the expectation is now on them, where it wasn't last week, Wendell.
Yeah, look, the Cowboys, for me, look, they're going to give it a red-hot crack. We know that. It's going to be tight. They're not going to blow Parramatta away, but, you know, it's going to be a tight game for them. But Parramatta, I think, could have a bit of energy taken out of their... I suppose out of their tank from last week. Sometimes, you know, when you go down and you put so much into it, sometimes you can come up a bit short the next week. So it's about backing up ANZ Stadium. The Cowboys won't fear it because people haven't given them a chance. But what I'm looking forward to is Nathan Brown and Tomalolo. They've been two of the best locks all year, you know. Just watching them clash. And also Michael Morgan and Mitchell Moses. Mitchell Moses, for me, when they bought him, I thought, oh, mate, honestly, his defence, you know, his attack, he's good when he's on, but... Yeah, a bit of rocks and diamonds, but he's just surprised me, you know. And also, Semi Radra, like, that was his worst game last week. For some reason, him and Vunivalu, they just had two of their probably, you know, yep. those
well,
days.
Well, they kind of nullified each other.
That's
because
right.
there was so much expectation that both yes. of them were going to set Amy Park alight.
Yep.
But then in reality, they just didn't get that many opportunities.
No.
And when they did, they cancelled one another out.
But you know what? Even like the pass, Mitchell Moses, like the no-look sort of flick pass.
Across to the Will body. Smith.
Yeah,
it's
so
brilliant.
Beautiful.
Mate,
yeah.
but to
it's
Will,
confidence,
it,
isn't it?
It is.
Moment.
And even like young Will Smith, like, I didn't know he was that good. Like,
he's been outstanding, hasn't he, yeah. since he's been playing fullback for him and Bevan French got injured. But, yeah, you're right. Look, Mitchell Moses, Nathan Highmarsh touched on it earlier. When he signed with the Eels mid-season, I think a lot of people were going, defensively, he has got some weaknesses in his game. But to Parramatta's credit, to Brad Arthur's credit, they've also got a bloke, a wrestle or contact coach or something they call it these days, called Brett O'Farrell, who was once upon a time part of the Melbourne Storm system. He's done a lot of work one-on-one with Mitchell Moses. Okay. And really got him hitting and sticking when he does actually make contact. So, yeah, you're spot on, Wendell. He's playing outstanding. Look, I just get the feeling, Tone, that Parramatta will be up for this game. I think it's sudden death semi-final football. They knew, that, as Brad Arthur said, that it was a free throw at the stumps last week against the Melbourne Storm. Well, it's not a free throw at the stumps tonight. They have to win to stay alive. They're going to have a hell of a lot of support out there from all the local fans. So, I get the feeling as though the Eels, they might just have a little bit too much tonight.
Yeah, it's you've got to be, I mean, the way that the Cowboys have played over the last 6 weeks with all the injuries, I mean, you know, you've got to give them a lot of credit for that. But last week, I just think everyone's talking about the Cowboys. I thought, and they were brave again, but I thought the Sharks imploded last week. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know there's been a lot of talk about the refs, which probably took a lot of focus off the game.
Yep.
But in that game, Cronulla, just every time they'll bring... In the second half, every time they'll bring the ball out of their own end, they dropped it. They opened the door for the Cowboys last week. And the Cowboys, you know, they took it. They took the opportunity to take nothing away from the way that they sort of went about their business. But I just thought they were handed that in many ways last week against the Sharks, who completed it like low 60%. They were ill-disciplined. Parramatta today, I think the biggest concern for the Eels is if they take this game too easily. And Hindy said it. In the interview, he said, oh, the games that concern him with Parramatta are the ones that they're expected to win, not the ones where, you know, they go down and play against the Melbourne Storm. So if Parramatta go out there and with the confidence, and I think that's what I took out of last week's game, against the Melbourne Storm is and throwing those sort of passes down there at Amy Park, yeah. Moses early on in the game yep. against, you know, the...
That was great. I was in the back of the commentary box when you were calling that you and Dan last week.
Yeah.
And your reaction to that pass was brilliant. It was so good, wasn't it?
It was so good. And just in that, you know, it was one of their sort of first attacking opportunities down there. It was just a real moment that Parramatta were like, well, we're here and we're just not happy to you know, put our tail between our legs and get beaten and play next week. We're going to give this a real crack today. So I think if Parramatta go out with that attitude again, especially given the fact that the Cowboys had, you know, the extra 10 minutes last week and they're just hanging on and hanging on, and I think Parramatta should be too good.
We've seen Michael Morgan, in terms of the clutch moments, he's been brilliant. We saw it in the grand final a couple of years ago, that
Origin,
amazing yeah. pass in Origin. He's got it. But he has, with Jonathan Thurston's absence, he's stepped up again in terms of that game management as well. And, gee, when they're together again next year, it's going to be awesome. But how good is that for this team? He's just really working beautifully.
Well, he's a big body. If you look for a half, you know, he's big enough he could play probably lock. And, this, you know, I suppose I didn't realise he was so quick also. I mean, a couple of years ago, he did a couple of those long chases, and, you know, I think the boys named him White Lightning. Thursday said he named himself White Lightning. But, he's one of those players, he's just enjoyable to watch. He's tough. He comes from good pedigree up there in North Queensland. And I wanted to see him play 5-8 for Queensland. I just thought he earned that right. I think he played for Australia 5-8 in that NZAC game. He'd earned that right to do that. But he's matured so much, and I've got no problems with Jonathan Thurston. There's only one Jonathan Thurston. But that's a nice replacement there to have there, and you can build something around him. I think young Martin went missing a little bit last week. I just didn't
He's playing a little bit busted.
Yeah, okay.
He's playing a little bit injured, yeah. But you're right, Wendell, in relation to Michael Morgan. I think the additional responsibility in the absence of Jonathan Thurston, it's really taken his game to another level. You think of the Cowboys next year. You had Jonathan Thurston back into this side. You had Matt Scott back into this side. And you had Jordan McLean into this side. They are going to be a hell of a football team next year. But look, they're still of a hell of a football side right now. And for the Eels to win tonight, they need to, as Wendell pointed out earlier, they need to continue that trend of being able to contain Jason Taumalolo. Because last week against the Sharks, he was just an out-of-control wrecking ball, and he really did just rip the door off the hinges.
Mate, the Eels have won 9 of their past 10 games there, so they're very confident in ANZ Stadium. Big Sammy, 23 tries at 26 games. That's an unbelievable record.
It's also a big effort getting up after last week for Parramatta because they went down there and they were beaten, and, you know, they would have prepared really well for that, and it would have taken a lot out of them emotionally. So, you know, they're on that roller coaster at the moment, and Brad Arthur needs to make sure, you know, he gets the boys ready for tonight.
One big change for the Cowboys, Tone. So Justin O'Neill is going to come back into the Cowboys side. He's been missing with that dislocated elbow for about the past month. And David Bowen will drop out of the team. Those changes are for Mongrel Boots. So what do you think, Wendell? Do you like the inclusion of Justin O'Neill? He's played test footy. He's played for the Maroons.
Yeah, look, I think he's back to... He'll give them confidence because he is a rep player. You know, he's obviously a premiership winner. But my worry for them is Antonio Winterstein. I think he's busted. He's lost his confidence.
Yeah, he's lost his
confidence. But, you know, Paul Green, you know, he's got trust in his players. So he's saying, mate, you know what? I'll back you. I need you to get the new job. Because, mate, from his standard last week, that was disappointing. Like, I think one time there, he got out of the in-goal or sort of, and then went sideways and then got pulled back into the in-goal, and then they scored that try first up.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how they attack the Parramatta's defence, because the defence last week from Parramatta was the best. I've never seen another side defend Melbourne the way they did last week. When you think about Melbourne's points, they all came off the back of, well, there was the forward pass, which was a set piece that sort of went wrong that got awarded the try. Then there was, you know, a couple of last tackle plays where there was 12 sets of hands in one of them, and, you know, Parramatta, they didn't shut it down. But every time Melbourne, and they had plenty of opportunity, got into their side and put on their set pieces, Parramatta defended them. They were really hard to break down. And, gee, I mean, when you've got that sort of confidence in your defence and you come up against the best attacking side in the competition and they can't, you know, score many points, they'll take a lot out of that hoops.
Huge confidence boost for the Eels. Getting Bo Scott back at this time of the year. Girds, last week, as you just touched on against the Melbourne Storm, the defence was magnificent. When he went on, I think just his presence and his experience, it lifts the other forwards around him, and his knowledge of playing in the big games, having won competitions, you could see he was really making an effort to get around Melbourne Storm attackers' legs and really try and slow down the play of the ball as much as possible, and it worked. So, look, I think the Eels, if they play to their absolute potential, then they should just have a little bit too much for the Cowboys tonight.
Who are you tipping?
I'm going the Eels in a tight one. Look, I want the Cowboys to win, just because I'm a North Queensland boy. But I think they've been very brave in the back end of the season.
Absolutely.
But I just think Parramatta Eels, they've got too much class there. And after last week, I think they get the job done.
Did you call last night's game?
Yes.
Along State of Origin lines as well? I mean, you and Gordy there, was it all about the Queensland team?
No, not really, because don't forget, I tipped Penrith and Canberra to make the grand final. Great tipping, Big Del. Yeah. So, yeah, no. But
you weren't the lone ranger.
Yeah.
Is it Eels for you, Gerds?
Yeah, Eels for me.
Yep.
All right. That, of course, we had the lineups for Mongrel Boots and that preview for Iveco Trucks. We'll also look at the other game next week, Storm and the Broncos. Plenty to come. This is Saturday Triple M NRL for Brighton's Lawyers. Triple M NRL, Wendell Taylor, James Hooper, Ryan Girdler and Tony Squires with you. Now remember, back a win of this final series and share it with your mates via YouBet's all-new BetShare. But of course, gamble responsibly. Time to catch up now from YouBet with Nick Curry. G'day, Nick.
Afternoon, Tony. Afternoon, listeners.
We've just been saying that the Eels, the boys here, they liked them over the Cowboys, should be tight. What is the head-to-head?
Yeah, $1.39 the Eels, the Cowboys $3.10, and look, most of the money, most punters with the boys in the studio there, they just think Parramatta rolled gold, good things today. About 9 times as much money for the Eels as the Cowboys, so overwhelming support for the blue and gold. 6.5 the line, 37.5 the game total. And I'll tell you what, boys, margin punting, 13 plus the Eels, is being hammered at 275.
Yeah, that's interesting. Eh? So I'd imagine that the first try scoring market would all be about the Parramatta players. Who's leading that one?
Yeah, spot on, good. Semi Radrada, he's been scoring plenty of tries recently. He's $6 and first try scorer punters, they're all cashed up after last night. Corey Oates backed off the map and saluted. They're doubling into Semi Radrada today at $6. Kirsten Mavar is $8. Michael Jennings is $10 and Will Smith is $13. So plenty of Parramatta players at the top of the betting board there.
All right, and a bit of guesswork, obviously, with the Clive Churchill medal, given we don't know who's actually playing in the grand final yet, but what are the odds?
Yeah, a little bit of guesswork, but maybe not so much. Everyone's jumping on Cameron Smith, even though, like you say, there's still a few games to the grand final. The shortest ever Clive Churchill medal price at this stage of the season, $3.50. Punters think the script's already written.
Wow. Nobody's gone for James Tedesco? Like, that's in the Players Association. He's not there. Okay, Cam Smith to do that. As ever, Nick Curry, thank you so very much. Back a winner this final series and share it with your mates via YouBet's all-new BetShare. Remember, gamble responsibly. It is time for this.
The Triple M Footy Voice.
Yes, as you know, over the past few weeks, we have been asking people to send us, and they've done it in their droves, in their thousands, in their tens of thousands, their best bit of league commentary. Winner, of course, getting that commentating experience, plus tickets to the NRL Grand Final, and maybe, just maybe, that dream job of career right here at Triple M calling the footy. So various people have sat down at Triple M headquarters, selected the semi-finalists. Now, there was a new challenge, I understand. I hope I've got this right this time. Calling the last few minutes of the 2015 Grand Final, the Broncos and the Cowboys. Let's have a listen to some entries.
Mark Flanagan from Preston's in New South Wales.
Do you believe what's happening? I don't think the Broncos will believe what's happening. Hang on. Referee Jared Sutton's decided to send us upstairs. He just wants to be sure. He wants to check to see if Cole Felder stayed in the field of play. There it is, the premiership hanging in the balance. 30 seconds ago, the Broncos had 9 fingers around the trophy. Michael Morgan's linked up with Cole Felder and both of them yelled together, "Not yet, boys, we're not finished, here we come."
Murray Connellan from Waverley in New South Wales.
Centre field's a thirst, and who turns it? Inside to Scott. Scott keeps the legs pumping, but Corey Parker gets him around those big legs. 15 seconds to go, 15 out, directly in front. Outright to the left hand side to Thurston. Thurston makes it all bit of work with a horrible pass. Gets rid of Blair. Fends off Hunt. Backtracks and backtracks to Morgan. Morgan across the 20 to the right hand side. Has a bit of space. Keeps the ball alive. Kyle Feld has scored. Kyle Feld has scored on the siren. And the Cowboys have tied it up.
Right there, gents. Whoa. That was Murray. Yeah. Before him was Mark.
Yeah,
Mark
sounded like Mark had 9 fingers around something else there for a while.
That's a good name for an album, 9 Fingers Around the Trophy.
Yeah, not bad. He was, I don't know how long you could listen to Mark for, though. You know, it was really, it was intense. I found out to turn the volume down a little bit, so...
Yeah, so where you think you're heading towards
Murray?
Yeah,
I think, yeah, I'm going to head towards Murray.
What do you think, gentlemen? I thought Mark was terrific as well, but Murray, I think, just pips him. Wendell, James, you okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Mark was okay.
All right, from those one, we're going to go with Murray. Let's have a listen now to our next contestants.
Adam Newman from Caringbah in New South Wales.
Cowboy goes in the line. There's a late offload. They're in the Cowboys' red zone. They go centre field to Thurston. Thurston gives it on to Matt Scott and says, have a go, son. Scott's brought to ground. 15 metres out. 15 seconds to go in the grand final. They go left to Thurston. It's a done pass. He beats one. He bumps off Hutt, but he's going backwards. Doesn't seem to have any options. Hurls it back to Michael Morgan. Morgan gets outside. Morgan flips it on to Felt. Felt scores.
Robinson from Druin in Victoria.
Tamo on play five. He takes it to the line looking for an offload. He gets one away. It bounces to Morgan. They go left the Cows. Thurston, inside ball. Matt Scott takes it to the line for a settler. 15 out centre field. Last tackle. 15 seconds to go in the grand final. Granville shifts left. It bounces to Thurston. Blair up in his face. Thurston gets away. Thurston gets away from another. Looking for somebody to pass to eventually. Shifts right to Morgan. Morgan takes on the line. Gets around Milford. Morgan, arm free. Felt for the corner. No way.
There you go, that was Dan Robinson, Adam Newman, you heard first. They're both very excited. I love the way that Adam seemed to have a co-commentator to come in and see.
At the back. That's a crowd turn, they were excited.
They were excited. Both very excitable commentators. Where do you think? Who are you going with?
I'm going with Adam, Tone.
Mm. You're going with Adam. Well, could be
very
a split,
strong,
could
Adam.
Could be a split decision here. Where are you going?
I thought Dan was one of the best we've actually heard. But Adam was good as well, Tony.
I'm going to go with Dan. I think, I like Dan. Dan's my sort of man.
Am
I the swing voter?
This is a toss of the coin.
Oh, geez, hard to get past Adam, I tell you. Okay, now let's go with Adam.
Yeah. Dan.
Yes.
No.
We're going to go with Dan. I'm the toss of the coin. Yeah. Dan Robinson is through to the next stage. And here is our final couple.
From Berwick in Victoria.
He comes in. He strikes it. It's low. It's coming back. Oh, it's hit the upright. Oh, the ball. It was a low kick there by Thurston. As always, it started out to the right and it was coming back. And just when you thought it was going to go through the post, it's hit the right hand upright and bounced into the field of play. Well, we've got golden point for the first time in NRL history. This match is going to golden point.
Tony Salerno from Wakeley in New South Wales.
It's for Michael Morgan now. Thurston drops the ball back on the inside. They want a settler. 20 seconds to go in the grand final. Matt Scott put down 25 metres out centre ground. Granville goes to the left. Thurston, he's almost sacked by Thaiday. Spins. He's run out of room, the champion. Where's he going to go now? Decides to go right to Michael Morgan. There's a bit of space for him. Gets in and away off his man. Draws the winger. And Ryle Felt in the corner. Puts it down. And the Cowboys have levelled up and have a kick to win the grand final.
There he is. That was Tony Salerno. Before that, we heard David Andrew. Look at me, not just because he's namesake, but I did like Tony's work.
Yeah, there's not too many, Tonys that make it in the media world. So, I'm going to keep Tony in.
Just for that reason.
He was strong. He was very strong, Tony.
He was. I like the way through. What do you bet you, Tony? Or are you going with David?
Oh, I love Big Tony.
I think that was a pretty simple operation there, ladies and gentlemen. There we have congratulations to Murray. To Dan.
Dan, was it?
Yeah, Dan went through. That was a toss of the coin. Yeah. So
Adam was very close.
We like Adam,
was very,
you're
very
go
close.
With Dan?
That was a split decision.
I don't know about that.
A split decision. And Tony, unanimously, I think, has made it through as well to the top four. We'll be eliminating each week, obviously. There's only, I think, a couple to go. There will only one winner listen to the final. Congratulations to the Triple M footy voice. Plenty to come. Saturday, Triple M NRL.
For Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. With Peter Stone, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper.
Oh, what a tackle! Beautiful tackle!
Triple M rocks the footy.
And remember, you can hear every second of Triple M footy wherever you are. Just download the Triple M NRL app and do it right now. Just a reminder, at 3 o'clock, Ugly Phil will be taking the Foo Fighters, that interview, and playing the entire album, the new album, Concrete and Gold, will be happening right here, right now, plus that interview. Don't go anywhere. And, of course, all leading up to this evening when the footy will be on. It will be Parramatta Eels taking on the Cowboys. All right, Wendell, in the 20s, just quickly, in the 20s, the Dragons went through. They've gone through to the qualifying final.
Yes, so, yeah, they'll play the winner out of Cronulla Sharks and Parramatta. So, and then, obviously, yesterday, Penrith beat the Broncos.
All right. Yep. Okay, time right now for bit of this.
Best cooler there ever was, and I need him back.
You're not having me do the cooler. The cooler. All right, everyone. Chill.
How is the cooler?
Just got back from Melbourne, the cooler. Had a successful campaign down there. Not at the racetrack, of course, just in other areas. And today he's headed up the F3 to his favourite country course.
Hometown.
Yeah, the NTC, the Newcastle Turf Club.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great part of the world. And he heads up there often, Tony. And, you know, he always has plenty of luck up that area and seems to go through plenty of bed linen.
Really?
While he's up there. So when he saw Three Sheets was running today, he thought that was a definite sign. Now, Three Sheets won't have things all his own way to Tony because the brown one is also running and something that the cooler likes to keep his eye on. I'm just a little bit concerned the distance today might stretch the brown one after being severely blocked in its last run. Now, the other nag that caught the cooler's attention was table for two, which is, of course, where it should all start. So the cooler's tip in Newcastle today, Tony, is...
Keep mentioning my name in this.
The cooler's tip today, boys, is Newcastle, race 7, number 8, Three Sheets. He will win by a nose in front of the brown one. The cooler's out.
I'm bored. A cool change.
Thank you, cooler.
Oh, thank you, cooler. Can this just keep playing that song? Just keep playing the song. Just bring it up again, please. Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm trying to discipline my 7-year-old.
He's lost the cooler.
I'm trying to discipline my 7-year-old, and you act like a 6-year-old.
Not me. I apologize.
You're kidding. That bloke who comes in here around this time every week, the cooler. Wendell Saylor, for those who have just joined us, Wendell Saylor had a problem at the beginning of the show. He went to the Players Awards at Star on Tuesday evening, rocked up late, didn't wear the suit but wore the running shoes, looked $1 million, I have
to say. Yeah, Tara loved it.
Parked the car in the car park, left the lights on. It wasn't his own car, obviously, and not one to which a standard he'd become accustomed. We've put it out there, so have you got anybody who is going to help? The car is still at the Star all these days later. What's happened?
Mate, a bloke contacted me. Louis, you are a legend. I love you, brother. Southern Cross Roadside. Keith is a massive Broncos fan, and he said, mate, go and help Dal out. Just tell him to do a picture for us. So he's going to come and help me start the car.
So you found a freebie.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I was happy to pay, but he said, the boss said, just take a picture.
Wait, Southern Cross Roadside. How much were you happy to pay?
My whatever it took to get the car.
Is he a professional at doing
this? Yes, Southern Cross Roadside,
So Southern Cross Roadside, are they a competitor to the NRMA or anything like that, or what's going on?
I'm not sure, but they didn't come to the party for me, NRMA. They're very disappointing about that, but Southern Cross Roadside.
Weren't they long-time sponsors of the Broncos, the NRMA?
Yeah,
I think they still are.
But not of Wendell Saylor, so that's obviously a problem. So these guys here, mate, I'll take a picture.
At least, if Louis's been good enough to give you a freebie, at least you might, because that parking, mate, the parking's going to be up to a couple hundred by now.
I don't know. I've got a few contacts at the Star.
No. You must pay the fine. That's fine for charity.
No, I'm not.
You know, if you drive really close to the car in front of you when it goes up, just speed out behind it. Not that I've ever done that.
Thanks, guys. I will see you soon. 3:30. Don't be late.
Don't leave me waiting, honestly. I'll try to get another freebie from somebody else. So you're heading there, and then you're heading out to the game this evening.
Yes, I can't wait.
Okay. And how are you getting driving out in that car?
Yes, I am.
All right. Ryan Girdle, are you going in the car with him?
No, I'm going to drive behind him. just to make sure he gets there.
Just to make sure he gets there. All right. So that is the game this evening. Enjoy it. You'll hear it right here, which would be terrific. And, of course, next week, and on his, and. Be on into the grand final as well. Thank you all so much for your company. And a big thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. You could have a superannuation or TPD claim. Speak to Bryden's for free advice at askbrydens.com.au. Again, thanks so much for your company. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Triple M Rock Saturday Arvo Footy for Bryden's Lawyers. Protecting your future.